All right, we're live. We're live. What's going on? What's going on? Live real estate wholesaling today. We're on the second part of the 17 video series that we are going to do here, which is basically smart wholesaling versus old school. Basically, on this next 17 videos, you want to make sure you watch every single one of them, okay? Because the reason for your struggle in your real estate wholesaling business can be hidden, okay, in between one of them. So you just want to make sure you watch this video. Some of them are going to be fairly long, maybe 30 minutes long. Some of them are going to be 20 minutes. Frankly, some of them may be 5 minutes, okay? So before we dive into today's and before I digress a little bit further into what today's is about, I want to make sure that you understand that at the end of this video, if you're brand new here, make sure you click subscribe right now because I release videos like this all the time that will help your real estate wholesaling business and your marketing business, to be honest. So make sure that you click on subscribe and click the bell right next to subscribe to join the notification squad so you're notified every time I'm online. And basically, you just want to make sure that you're plugged into what we're doing here. And by the way, we should have over 500 videos already on this channel right now, somewhere between 400 and 500 on real estate wholesaling. So if that's something you're looking to learn how to do, you want to make $20,000 days, you want to make $15,000 days, you want to make $82,000 days, which is my highest, then you're in the right place. Okay. So just make sure you stay plugged in on that. With that being said, today I want to dive in straight into today's bullet point on smart wholesaling versus old school. Basically, that statement is self-explanatory. Obviously, you want to be a smart wholesaler and not an old school huddling, old school strategy wholesaling. Okay, old school strategies basically comprises of driving for dollars, knocking on doors, direct mailing. It's actually old school now. It's an overpriced form of marketing that will basically send you to broke land before you make your first deal. So if there's a way you can avoid that, avoid that. Okay. So smart wholesaling is not just about the marketing part of the game. It's about every aspect of the game. It's about multiple streams of income, passive income, residual income. It's about learning how to, in spite of the idea of passive income, residual income, monthly residual income, still being able to flip deals and make $20,000, $82,000 per deal and things like that. Well, the only way you're going to make that kind of money as you move on into the future is by building a list and building a network, okay? A mastermind. See, here's the thing. One of the things the gurus will not tell you is they won't tell you that they are a part of a mastermind. Or they will just say, like, it's just some random stuff. Oh, yeah, I'm a part of this mastermind. And then they won't stress it, that it's actually part of the strategies that allows them to make money, to allow them to continue to be profitable, right? So, and that's part of the things I want to share with you here today. So today's pointer when it comes to smart wholesaling versus old school, the part two is the old school model is based on what the guru says, but not what they do. Okay. It's based on what the gurus say, but not what they do. Okay. What do I mean by that? Okay. So you will see gurus, okay, on their YouTube videos, at their seminars, at the hotel seminars, on the weekends. You went through the 3-day. They basically tell you one thing, but they do something else. We could start from the seminar, okay? They are supposed to be investors. They're supposed to be wholesalers, blah, blah, blah. They buy this property. They flipped it. They made all this money, right? But in that moment in time, do you take the time to pay attention to what exactly they're doing in that moment in time? Why they're doing it? How does that turn to more profit in their business? How does that affect their bottom line? Do you take the time to really think about, why are they out here at this hotel this weekend when they could be spending time with their family? Why are they out here trying to teach me the secret to their trade? That's a good question to ask in anything you ever do as we move on into the digital era. You see, back in the days, you could say, oh, yeah, they just love to do it. But, you know, you got to be a little bit more transparent today. The reason why the wholesaling gurus, continue to do seminars, continue to shoot videos on YouTube, continue to mentor you, continue to create offers where they can coach you, right? The reason why they publish books on Amazon, the reason why they publish content consistently, perpetually, like tons of content upon content, the reason why they become guests on Bigger Pockets, right? The reason why they become guests on bigger podcast platforms, right? The reason why they have editors at entrepreneur.com or at Forbes.com publish information about them. The reason why they continue to offer you the best and newest software, like the ringless voice tone that Shantari was offering some few weeks ago, right? The reason why they continue to create mentorship, the reason why they have mentorship programs, right? Have you paid attention to why is it that they're doing those things, right? Because that's what they do. That's what they spend their time doing, right? Have you paid attention to that? Why is it that they do that, right? And as compared to what they tell you to do. So, of course, they're teaching you to direct mail to vacant properties, out-of-state owners, right? They tell you to cold call, right? They're telling you to do all those things, right? They tell you to drive for dollars, if you're free, if you don't have anything else you're doing. If you have, the other day I heard one say, hey, sometimes when I don't have anything to do, first of all, that doesn't sound like an entrepreneur. Okay, I'm not arguing that they're not an entrepreneur. I'm saying that there is no such thing as you don't have something to do when you're an entrepreneur. Typically, there's always projects in front of you. There's always things for you to do. There's always another additional content, piece of content, additional piece of marketing, additional person you need to meet, additional level you're trying to get to. There's always something that you need to do if you're a true entrepreneur. There's no such thing as retirement in entrepreneurs. Have you ever noticed that high achievers, even presidents, even people like Bill Clinton and big personalities like this, there is no such thing as them retiring or they don't have something to do with their time, right? So the other day we heard, one second here. So the other day we heard, let me make sure that, oh. Let me make sure that we're not okay. The other day, the other day, this gentleman was like, "Oh, sometimes I don't have something to do. I just go drive for dollars." That doesn't sound right. At that point, if you now know what I just told you, that entrepreneurs don't have such available time, that doesn't have an errand to do, right? If you already understand that, then you know that there's no such thing as I don't have something to do. So now he tells you, when I don't have something to do, go drive for dollars. Sometimes I drive for dollars. But then when he drives for dollars, he has a camera following him, right? So again, if you pay attention to what he's doing, right, you will start to like, maybe this is why I'm not making money. Maybe this is why I'm not getting results, right? Yes, it's actually true. That's why you're not getting results, because the old school model is based on what the guru says. But in this smart wholesaling era, you have to pay attention to what they're doing, starting from them creating content as a piece of marketing for them, them building an ever-growing perpetual buyers list. Okay, that's something that the gurus do fantastically well, because guess who becomes their buyer? Some of their students become buyers for them. Okay, they don't have to struggle as much like the regular guru people in order to secure a buyer for their property, even if the cash buyers are not performing, right? They don't have to do that. Not only are they creating revenue from courses, selling courses, but they also create revenue from coaching, and it affects their bottom line. It helps them stay afloat. It helps them create what I call a funded perpetual marketing for their business. Okay? Sorry for the noise. That person decides to mow my lawns right now, but I think I have a, that's why I have a good mic. All right. So that affects the bottom line. When we say bottom line, we mean bottom line, like how much profit are you pulling in when all is said and done on December 31st, 2000 and whatever year you live in, right? How come they tell you to do something else and they do something else? Well, Let's just say it is what it is, okay? But now you're knowing better, okay? You need to start paying attention to what the gurus are doing. And in this time and age, they could say it's not duplicatable. Not everyone can shoot videos. Not everyone is tech savvy enough to shoot videos and start building an audience and start teaching people and then leverage those people to create a bigger network, build a list, build a bigger network. And then all of a sudden, they don't have to struggle too hard to find deals or to sell their deals. They may say things like that, but guess what? We're in a technology age. There are systems, okay? There's something we call systems where you can leverage my expertise. I know how to do that clearly because you're watching the video right now, right? You can leverage my expertise. I can leverage your resources because either you know it or not, the gurus are not bigger than you. You're just as good as they are. There's a luxury that you have that the established and the accomplished gurus or wholesalers or investors that they don't have. We could start from time. Chances are you have more time than they do. That's a luxury now, if you can think that way, because at the end of the day, it comes down to how you think about these things, right? That's what it comes down to at the end of the day. It comes down to how do you think about these things, right? So you need to pay attention to what I just said. The guru says one thing, they do something else. The gurus are creating results. Guess what you're going to create if you are doing that one thing that they tell you to do? You're not going to create the kind of result that the gurus create, okay? Now, there's exception to every rules. You're going to find a testimonial that the same guru will share of somebody who is driving for dollars, but have closed one deal. There's a very high chance they didn't close their second deal. Very, very high chance. As a matter of fact, more than 98, 99% of wholesalers are not making money. That's facts. Okay? And chances are you're one of those people that are not making money. But yeah, the 1% that makes money, guess who was very quick to grab them as a testimony and put them on? Of course, the gurus. Okay? So the key points that I'm trying to drive home for you here before I round this session up, okay? The key point is this. You need to start paying attention to what the gurus are doing. Ask yourself, what is he doing right now? The second question is, why is he doing that? The third question is that, how does that affect his bottom line? His profit when all is said and done on December 31st, right? So let me elaborate a little bit more on that. He's building a list. He's building a network, right? Yes, they are real estate wholesalers or real estate wholesalers want to be. But guess what? These people, majority of them are never going to close a wholesaling deal. Majority of them don't need to be closing a wholesaling deal. What majority of them needs to be doing is buying rental income property because that's the only productive aspect of real estate business when people actually pay for something that they actually, that's a need, okay? That's an actual necessity, which is a roof over their head. They buy a home, or for most people, they rent. Right? So when they rent, they're paying for a roof over their head. That's a necessity. That's like drinking water. Okay? That right there has the intrinsic value in it and is the only thing that keeps real estate business sustained. That's why even when real estate crashes, it comes back because people have to continue to rent. People have to continue to keep a roof over their head, right? So that's one thing, right? That's one reason why, so that's the one aspect that a lot of them don't focus on. Of course, they want to sell you this course. So that's one way that it affects their bottom line. Okay. So like I said, the majority of wholesalers, because they're not making money, don't need to be trying to make money wholesaling. Some of them are going to be smart and make money anyway because they're going to see through everything and they're going to start paying attention to what the gurus are doing. Right? See, let me tell you a quick story. When I first got started, okay, I'm one of those people that it was a little bit natural for me to pay attention to what people do and not necessarily what they say. I do pay attention to what they say, okay, but sometimes it just doesn't add up all the way. But in order for everything to add up to become a strategy that I can use to actually get results, I need to pay an extra attention to what the gurus are doing. So when I say gurus, I'm actually referring to the teachers of the trade, right? So, for example, I'm one of them right now. I don't consider myself guru, but oh well, I'm teaching this stuff, right? So I pay attention. If I were you, I would pay attention to what I'm doing. Right now, he's shooting a video. Why is he shooting a video? Oh, it's probably going to get a few people watching. Some people are going to search on the internet and find him, and then he's building his network. He's building his brand worth, right? How does that affect his bottom line? Because your network is basically the size of your network determines the size of your net worth. It's a fact. It's everywhere. Okay. Now, sometimes if you lack vision, right, you may not be able to see that all the way through. Okay. You may be like, I'm just trying to close a deal, which is what most of those 99% of wholesalers are trying to do. That's why they're not closing the deal, because they're looking for quick bucks. Okay. By the way, $20,000 is not a lot of money. Okay. They're looking for the quick buck as opposed to trying to build an empire. So basically what I teach you here, which is why I have the book, which you must download. It's absolutely for free. Empire Lifestyle Secrets is instead of me helping you close your next deal, which if that's all you're focused on, there's 99% odds you're not going to close one, right? Instead of helping you do that, I'll teach you how to build an empire where real estate wholesaling is just a subset of that. Okay. And then by so focusing on building an empire, that means learning the three pillars that builds an empire, learning how to set up the three pillars that build an empire. By doing that, you increase your chances by 1,000 of closing not just your first deal, your second deal, your third deal, and basically becoming a business magnate. Okay. Basically being in business as an entrepreneur and not just another me too real estate wholesaler in the marketplace, chasing the next deal, calling Craigslist, calling fake listings on Craigslist, and just not producing anything. Now, on top of that, you will understand that fix and flipping is part of your game. You don't have to be the one doing it. You create a lot of joint venture opportunity when you learn how to build your list. You learn how to build your network, which is basically what the second pillar is. Okay. All right. So that's something that I cover in details here. So let me go back and flip back to what we're talking about. The old school model is based on what the guru says, but not what they do. The smart wholesaler understand that this is about building an empire, and I need to pay attention to, yes, what the gurus are saying, so I can know basically sometimes what to avoid. Sometimes, not all the time. So something to avoid. Know at least what's going on. But more importantly, what are they doing? Because what they're doing would determine the authenticity of what they're presenting. Okay. And that's why I'm here on this channel to share with you the real deal on how to close deals, on how to not just close deals, but build a massive empire for yourself. Okay. That's basically why I'm here, to share with you how to do that. That's something I cover and extensively in the details in the book, in the free book, which you can grab at myempirepro.com. But also, I give you access to a 7-day free course on exactly what makes up this ideology. Now, there's something else I want to share with you, right? The old school wholesaler, of course, always wait till they close the deal before they make money, and they are spending money. Majority of them will end up spending $40,000 and never make that first $20,000. In other words, a loss, okay? And it's not truly really a loss until you actually quit. If you never quit, it's not really a loss, because if you never quit, you will make a lot of money in this business, and a lot more than $40,000, of course, right? But if you quit, obviously it becomes a loss. Well, guess what most people do? They quit, okay? I went through my first hotel seminar in 2004, December. That was the first course that I purchased for $3,000. That's been a long time. It's a lot of people that have come and go because of recession, but also go because they couldn't figure out how to close their first deal or the next deal, and they just quit. And usually when they quit, they don't say, "Hey, I'm gonna quit." It just happens. It's just life just happening as it goes, right? And that's the saddest part about it. If some spirit comes to your ears and tell you, "Hey, it's time to quit," maybe you will know that, "No, get away from me," right? "I rebuke you," right? Maybe you will say that, but typically it doesn't work that way. It works as in, life is just happening. You got kids to take care of. You got a family to take care of. You got a parents to take care of. You have life. You got to stay on the job 9 to 5. And, it just fades away, kind of like it just fades away with life. So some of you, I've been trying to build a real estate wholesaling business or a marketing business for 6 years, 7 years, 8 years. And at some point you give up, or you give in and you come back again 3 months later, or you come back maybe 3 years later, and you have all these dynamics happening. And it's because you're focused on real estate wholesaling deals as opposed to building an empire. Now, I want you to pay attention to what I'm saying. I'm not saying that you're not going to close real estate wholesaling deals. I'm saying you will never close real estate wholesale deals if that's your focus. If your focus shifts from just being another deal hodler in this marketplace to building an empire, to becoming a true entrepreneur, to understanding marketing, to understanding the three pillars that build an empire. If your focus shifts to that, you will increase your chances by 1,000, okay? You will increase by 1,000x of actually closing deals. Not just one deal, but closing deals. And yes, like I said, somebody's gonna get lucky. They're gonna direct mail, they close their first deal. They're gonna drive for dollars, close their first deal. But maybe another deal and no deals after that, because that's not a real strategy, right? Somebody is going to knock on doors and they're not going to get slapped in the face. Somebody gave them their house for free. Yes, that's going to happen. You're going to see some testimonials like that. But the odds are against you. 99% of people trying to build a real estate wholesaling business, it's not going to happen like that for you, because that was a hope and luck strategy. And the reason why they call it hope and luck and miracles is because they don't happen every day. That's the point. But if you truly want to ensure that you actually build a business out of this, then you got to learn the skills. Okay? Learning the skills, it's not something that takes you more than 40 minutes, 45 minutes at most. It's just putting your head down and learning a few things. Basically, I've done a good job personally that has worked very well for a lot of my students in making their first money ever. It's called the three pillars. It's basically the three pillars of an empire. You set those up, you will start building your list and your network, and you will close multiple deals. Not just that, you will build a real business out of this. Not just that, you will make money even if you never close a deal. I want you to pay attention to what I just said. You will make money even if you never close a single deal, because the people that are making the most money in any game are not just necessarily the people doing the work. Okay? They are people that are visionary. They are people who knows how to lead. They are people who understands the power of a movement, the power of a mastermind, the power of being positioned in the right place at the right time. Those are the secrets that the gurus are not going to take the time to share with you. They could share all the strategies with you. They share with you that, yeah, you should write yellow letters. You should put all kind of markers all over letters so your letters could stand out. Guess what? The letters is gonna, that same letters that's marked up in all kind of funny ways is going to show up with 25 other letters from other wholesalers, and guess what's going to happen? Your letter is going to end up in the garbage, and guess what's going to happen? You just wasted money, and you're not going to close deals, okay? Unless you get lucky, which means you're not going to get lucky multiple times. And that's not, again, luck, hope, miracles are not real marketing strategy. They're not real business strategies, okay? You need a true strategy that works even in your sleep, that works every single day you decide to use it. Say every time you show up to your computer, okay? Every time you show up to your computer, or every time you open your phone to try to watch this video when I release video here every day. By the way, subscribe to this channel so you can see all the videos, right? That thing shows up every, that phone opens up 99% of the time so you can use it. And every time you come here, this channel is here. Most of the time, 99% of the time. See, that's not hope. That's not luck. That's not miracle. That's real strategy that works 99% of the time. Those kind of strategies is what you need to be employing into your business so you can truly close deals predictably over and over and over again. And sadly, the gurus are not going to be sharing this strategy with you, because sometimes they claim it's not duplicatable, but the truth of the matter is that massive success is not duplicatable. Okay? If you want to create massive success, it's just not duplicatable. You have to be the one who says, I'm not just going to quit. I'm not going to quit at the first stop of a challenge. I'm not going to quit at the first stop of a problem. I am the one who will get through the problem. Even if it was a wall, I will run through it. Right? You don't find people like that every day. It doesn't work like that, okay? Most people are gonna quit this business. But what I want to do is that if you've chosen to be the one that will stick it all the way through, then I have a very simple system for you to leverage, okay? And if you want to learn all about it, it's very, very simple. All you have to do is go through Empire Lifestyle Secret, and that's a book that you need to read, okay? Not only read, okay? You need to read it 10 to 15 times. Listen, if you're an ordinary human being, like I said, an average person, you're in the wrong place anyway, okay? However, if you're that champion and you really feel like you are determined. You are ready to win this game. You want to win this game of real estate wholesaling. You want to be the one standing out. You want to be the ones on stage and say, yeah, this guy was a testimony. He did this, he did that, blah, 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 right? If you want to be that person, then you got to do stuff that stands out. And that includes reading Empire Lifestyle Secrets 10 to 15 times. Why do I say that? Because an average person, they're not going to open this book. Even if it's free. As a matter of fact, the fact that it's free makes it worse because it's free, their brain devalues it, right? Their brain devalues it. But the truth of the matter is that most libraries in most places are also free. That doesn't make it not valuable. That doesn't make it not have millions of dollars of information in those libraries, okay? So you got to pay attention. I want you to go through this book 10 to 15 times. That way, the concepts in it becomes second nature. It becomes part of who you are. And that way, you transfer that into your business, and then you will build a thriving, successful real estate, wholesaling, investing, and all of the above business. You're not just going to build a wholesaling business. You're going to have it embedded in it, passive income, multiple streams of income. And even if you don't close a deal, you'll make money. And you can start making money in the next 3 days, okay? It's completely up to you because, again, yes, patience is still a big part of the formula, but speed, success loves speed. And that's what this is about. Everything else that the gurus are teaching out there are basically things that will take you 1 year, 2 years before you make a dime. Okay. As a matter of fact, I don't want you to wait till you close a deal before you make money. And that's the system that we have in place for you. All right. So if you want to know more about that, go ahead and get the free book for free, empirelifestylesecrets.com. That actually works too. But it's actually myempirepro.com because we're here to help you build your empire. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. Click like, share, comment below, share your thoughts, your questions, your contributions. I would love to know what you're thinking. Share this video with your loved ones and friends. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated, and I will see you on the next one, and peace.